just looking at your Twitter post. I don't often day drink, but when I do, I end up naked and driving 110 miles an hour in a Cadillac with three women.
I thought that was
you, and then I saw you were linking to someone else.
Hashtag Florida. Speaking of hashtag Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back! Oh, the crowd goes wild. Hello, and welcome to the From the Couch podcast. I am your host, Peter Rogers, on the Couch of Champions, this time with both Will Gibbons and John Sanderson. What is up, my homies? We back after a 2-week hiatus, in which one was Thanksgiving and the other one I was sick. And we thought we weren't going to be able to do this week, but alas, my job did not take me away for this evening, so I was able to return, and we were able to record, and now we are able to talk and have friendships that go on and beyond the limits of location.
Yeah, go Skype. Go technology.
Go technology, which is kind of letting us down right now, since you guys are both pretty horrible sound quality. So
I'm gonna turn off my video.
Oh, okay. We'll see if that helps us in this realm of things. Anywho's, but yeah. So today we are going to get back in track. It's been a long time. A lot has happened with our Boston Celtics, and maybe we'll touch on that a little bit. But today we are going to play the sexiest game in all of the internet, read to you by the sexiest lady in all of the internet. The infamous, the wonderful, the
would you rather.
So we've got some would you rathers that we will discuss, which I'm sure some of which will be involving this recent slide by the New England Patriots. But we'll get on that. We'll get more on that later. But for now, let's little would you rather. Is that intrigued the both of you?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mr. Sanderson, Mr. Dr. Sanderson, who's been busy with his applications around the world, our traveled student, would you like to start?
Coming to a city near you.
I know. I can't believe you're coming down to New York with no time to... I know, with no time to see all that New York has to offer, it's upsetting, I'm going to be honest.
All right, I'll start it off. Are we with some Patriots?
Start us off.
Would you rather have a bye week in round one, or have Julian Edelman back for the whole postseason, guaranteed no injuries?
I like that.
Bye week in the first week would be the first weekend of the playoffs.
I would have Edelman.
I think I would also agree with that. I think the bye week would obviously be helpful, but
of course the most important caveat to this question is this is assuming that Gronk is back to normal by then.
True. If Gronk is not, that's also but I'm going to have to take Edelman, just because we all know what we've seen, the horribleness that this offense becomes without Brady's safety valve. And I also just think that the AFC is not all that good. I think we can be the 3 seed and still relatively easily win the AFC.
So the Jets are the 6th seed right now?
Are the Jets the 6th seed?
I think so.
Yeah, first round right now is Pats, Jets, Gillette.
Wow. That would bring back some scary memories.
Right?
Yeah, that would. Luckily, it's not good old sexy Rexy leading that team, or else I'd have to hear all of his shit for a week. But still, that would be a scary matchup. That makes me a little more hesitant about if we stay at the 3 seed. But that being said, if we win out the Bengals and Broncos both play each other, so one of them has to lose.
Yeah.
So if we win out, we are the 2 seed and we get the bye. But I think ultimately, yes. I think ultimately that's a well-asked and well-phrased question, Mr. Sanderson. Well done.
Do we – I hate to be a downer, but do you think the Pats will win out?
I think it's possible.
So at Houston this week on Sunday night might be the toughest game.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, we have to play the Jets on the road.
Yeah.
Which could be tough, but we have the Bills. We've already played the Bills. We have the Dolphins at home.
No, in Miami.
We have Dolphins in Miami, and then we play the
Titans.
Titans. And the Titans at home. So, I mean, I think the Titans, we can win because Belichick just doesn't lose to rookie quarterbacks. I think we can beat Miami because that's just a hot barn fire down there. And the Jets would be a tough game. The Jets would be a tough game, but I think
they do win out. I pitched a theory to Will last night. I'll pitch it on the podcast now.
I like this theory a lot.
Actually. Okay, I'm listening.
I wouldn't say the Patriots were trying to lose yesterday because that would be outrageous, but I think that, I mean, on Sundays, but I would say that they were, I think Belichick did intentionally maybe put them in a position where it would make it difficult to win, because I think people were riding too high even after the Denver game, thinking like, oh, that was basically a win, that was just the rest.
Uh-huh.
And so he wanted to give the team a little ass-kicking like they got last year in Kansas City to sort of show them that they can't just play half-assed and lose. I mean, and win every week. Because I think the last, I don't know, would you say the last 5 weeks, it's been feeling like it's falling apart a little bit? They haven't played it nearly as well as they did at the beginning of the season.
That's definitely true. And I think a lot of that obviously is due with injuries, but I would agree, I would not put it past the conniving hoodie to, you're playing in a relatively weak AFC where your two biggest competitors are Cincinnati Bengals, who have a history of just dying as soon as the playoffs start, and the Denver Broncos, led by either Brock Osweiler, who barely beat you, or Peyton Manning, who, just like the Bengals, dies as soon as it gets cold. I hope that exactly what happens in Kansas City after the Kansas City loss last year happens with us after this loss.
The one thing that bumps me out is that they use that Brady play, because that's a play that's like once in a season will work.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why they used it in this game.
I'm not entirely sure either. I could have easily seen that being busted out again in the playoffs, maybe against the Jets in the wild card. But alas.
That's sort of a disappointing thing. But yeah, that would be my. I mean, they just weren't playing. I mean, like, I guess you could say the onside kicks are really playing. You could either go swing the direction where you're saying they're playing the win, they're being super aggressive, trying to keep the foot on the gas, or you could say they're just such stupid play calls. That
onside kick was atrocious. Ugh.
I would have to, yeah.
Well, my first would you rather actually plays into the, is of a similar topic. So I'll give you that one right now. So my first would you rather is you're walking down the street, and across the street you see your doppelganger.
Is this like a doppelganger that just looks like you, or is it like a Twin Peaks doppelganger where if you don't confront them, you're like damned for eternity?
Now I can't watch the show.
Oh, hush, hush. This is a doppelganger where you run across the street to meet them, only to learn that it's actually your long lost elvish identical twin. That's right. You are elvish, and you were lost at birth, and he's come to tell you that you are next in line for the elvish kingdom. However, after some persuasion from a bitter army general, I named him Elord because I was uncreative. Your twin realizes he'd be a better king and wages war against you, resulting in a single combat fight to the death against yourself. Would you rather that happens, where you have to fight your elvish identical twin to death, or watch the Patriots-Eagles game again?
Ooh. Probably watch
it. It was so fun.
Just for that Brady catch, I would watch the Eagles game.
You wouldn't fight your identical elvish twin to death?
No, I think that'd be too weird to see myself getting beat up.
Yeah. That game was weird. But
the game was weird, but I'm down to watch it again just to fuel the fire a little bit, too.
Let's hope it does. I really hope it does. I'm sick of this shit. I mean, granted, it was really short. The shit was really short. It's only been 2 weeks, really, even 1 week. But I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the coaching staff seemingly being a little cutesy when they have a 14-point lead against, granted, a bad team, but you're a bad team now, more or less on offense. And I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of Josh McDaniels deciding that our offense is now bombs to Brandon LaFell, who can't catch anything.
God, he's so bad.
I don't know what happened, though, because he was great last year. He was almost a 1,000-yard receiver.
He was good.
Sorry. I mean great as in he perfectly filled the role of a deep receiver. He was big. He would catch those deep balls in clutch moments, and he has just been god-awful this year.
You know, like Joey Galloway confused right now. He has no idea what he's supposed to do.
No, he has no
Speaking
idea.
Speaking of sorry.
Brady fell on the sword on that deep ball.
But that's
where he was supposed to throw it out of bounds, and he claimed, but no.
No, that was.
We all saw what happened. Brady.
That was Brady seeing LaFell going deep into the end zone, thinking, all right, one-on-one, I'm going to just bomb it, and LaFell just stops.
Stop. Yeah.
That was a trick.
Way to fall on your sword, Tom, but we're not that dumb.
No, that was obviously LaFell's fault.
Speaking of doppelgangers, LaFell's doppelganger is one of the unsung heroes of the Super Bowl, who now is on pace to become the all-time
single-season
flag record for a second guy in the secondary. Brandon Browner, they look a lot alike.
They do look very similar. And Brandon Browner is on the same path of Rob Gronkowski, and just except, granted, Brandon Browner's penalties are warranted, but as being one of the most penalized players in the league. But yeah. Also, I would like to give kudos to your guys' Skype right there. Momentarily, you both sounded crystal clear. So well done, Skype.
Don't anymore.
No, now it's all staticky and shitty. So Skype, go f*** yourself.
Perfect.
Gibbons, what do you got? What do you got for your would you rather?
Little improv.
Surprise.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal one that my roommate suggested earlier. In light of the Red Sox recent David Price signing, would you rather have, and it's not going to be a this or that, it'll be the free agent guys are guys likely to move, Price, Greinke, or Jose Fernandez on the Marlins?
I mean, I'm pretty happy with Price.
I am too. I think he's like the steady choice of those three.
But he's absolutely the smart pick.
He's a smart. He's you know what you're getting. He's not injury prone. And Greinke's upside is stupid high. But Greinke's 3 years older than Price.
Yeah, I think he is.
32, 33.
Here's a quick would you rather to piggyback off, and now that I'm beautifully connecting our conversation of the Red Sox and the Patriots. Would you rather the Patriots win back-to-back championships or the Red Sox win a World Series on Ortiz's last season?
That's a good question.
I mean, obviously the answer is you want both, but you got to pick one.
Honestly, like, gut feeling, which you have to honor, was the Patriots. Maybe I'm getting a little greedy, but I don't know. When you can, like, taste it already and you've been there, like, more recently, you don't want to leave. And I think the Red Sox, like, I'm not content being bad, but I don't know. It's not the worst thing. It's like, I don't know. You go to a baseball game in the summer and you drink a daddy soda or three and like...
or 10.
Or 10. And it's... No, but like... It's not, like, it'll be sweet if Red Sox make... I think they could make the playoffs, but I'm not going to be like beside myself if they don't. If the Patriots lose in the playoffs, like, I won't sleep for a few days, probably.
Yeah.
I think, right, like, in terms of emotional turbulence, I'd rather have the Patriots. I'm in a healthy place where I'm not as, like, rocked by wins and losses. I need to be steady.
You need to be, like, a rock.
The Broncos game made me feel physically ill for 24 hours.
Save all this passion for the playoffs.
Yeah, I remember the Ravens game in the playoffs last year.
Oh God, that was a motherfucking heart attack.
Yeah, so I started getting like chest palpitations chest pain.
It was.
And so I had to go to the doctor after that. I totally forgot about that. And I was out to dinner with my two sisters, and it's like there wasn't a TV in this little bougie place. And so I was just checking my sister's phone, clicking refresh, and I'd go outside, I started jumping in the street. So okay, what's your next would you rather? I got
it. Story time with Will Gibbons.
Yeah.
Mr. Sanderson, do you want to give us your another would you rather?
This one I poached from Barstool Sports, but I think it's fun, and it will get us back to our supposed focus.
Oh, good.
Would you rather the Patriots win this year or the Celtics get Ben Simmons?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their obvious answer is the Patriots, but...
Getting Ben Simmons would be a lot of fun. I actually, my would you rather is also involving whether or not you would like to get Ben Simmons. Or another thing, though I don't think mine is going to be as difficult as the Patriots' victory.
I would choose the Patriots over Ben Simmons. I think would you rather in 2008? Would you rather have
Kevin Durant or a championship
or a title?
Yeah, see, no, but that one's different. I think because this one, I would like to. Playing devil's advocate, I think I would pick the Patriots just because I would love to see a back to back. But devil's advocate, I would love to see a all-star talent not only develop in Boston as a rookie, but also under Brad Stevens. I would love to see someone like, you know, to see the Celtics draft and then mature someone like, you know, Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant or, you know, someone who's going to take the NBA by storm. And Ben Simmons, I think we all agree, can be that guy. And I would love to see that happen. But I'd rather see the Patriots win Super Bowl 50.
Also, we shouldn't count out this other guy who's actually been resting his back for about 10 years and is really ready to go. Bill Simmons is a real good stretch. Two or three, I don't know.
Stretch two.
He could do some damage, and he's fresh.
He's fresh. He is. He is fresh. He could jump up draft boards. My Ben Simmons, would you rather, was just a little dinky of would you rather Ben Simmons or beat LeBron and Cavaliers in the playoffs in an epic 7-game series that ends with Jordan Mickey coming off the bench to reject LeBron James' last-second drive to the basket.
This whole fantasy is actually not possible because they would have to stop the game from the jizz cloud that Peter...
Oh, if I witnessed that, I don't know what I would do. I burst into tears when Malcolm Butler intercepted that football on the goal line. If Jordan Mickey blocked LeBron's last-second shot to
I called You were crying.
I was weeping. Weeping.
If okay, I was so, just hold the phone on the Jordan Mickey thing. If they were to play the Cavs in the playoffs,
would it have to be AFC Championship? Not the AFC. What the fuck am I talking about? Eastern Conference?
Well, you think it would be the Eastern Conference Finals?
No. I was just thinking if they play play them at all in the playoffs.
It would be, I'm looking at the conference. Oh, yeah, 1-8. But, I mean, granted, the Celtics are a game and a half behind the Cavs.
Which is insane, man. For all this shit about how the East used, it was all sucky and, it, you know, there was such a drop-off between the top teams. Like, holy crap, East. Way to pick up your game.
Yeah. So, okay, say, like, the Celtics are, like, what we've been saying, like, 6 or 7, like they were last year, and the Cavs are probably 1. Like, say... Oh, that wouldn't be into the... Because it's the bracket, right? It's
yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to think what the stakes are of this imaginary...
I mean, honestly, this scenario could play out, and we could still win Ben Simmons if, and only if, the mother f***ing Brooklyn Nets realize that they need to be bad and not good and start losing games.
Here's the thing. They're still the fourth worst team in the league.
They're what?
They're still the fourth worst team
in the league. Which I'm fine. Like, I mean, stay in top four. That's cool with me. But Lord have mercy on my soul, Brooklyn Nets. Come on. You look so...
You're in control of that situation. You literally live 2 doors from them.
Hey, I'm going to... I'm going to the game on January, whatever, the Monday after New Year's.
Is it a Celtics game?
Celtics at the Nets.
Oh, man. Yo's playing in the coming to Boston on Friday.
Is it?
Careers?
Oh, Splish Splash.
Splish Splash Bros? Oh, man. That's going to be... I would... The thing is I'm upset that they're coming now because I don't think Smart's going to be able to play. I would love to see Smart play Steph Curry.
Do you root for the Celtics to end the streak? I almost don't know if I would.
Do you root for this? No, I don't think you. I don't think you could.
I don't know.
I mean, I honestly, I'm also like a war. Like, it's hard to hate the Warriors. So, like, I'm totally on board for this streak to just go. I want to see how far it can go.
No, this is the most likable dominance in sports in a long time.
Yeah, seriously. Like, name another team that has not just been just. Utterly heads and shoulders above everyone else in their respective sport that's as universally enjoyed and liked as the Warriors.
Amen. The lackluster Brooklyn Nets we want to get even worse. That reminds me of my second Would You Rather.
Oh, good. Look at Will Gibbons.
Okay, so as you might notice, the standings right now and the incredibly injured New Orleans Pelicans are the third worst team in basketball, only ahead of the Los Angeles Kobe's and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They are only – they're not that far. There are 2 games ahead of the Lakers. Anyway, so here's what I'm thinking. If you're the Pelicans – I don't even know how I'm going
to do you tank for Ben Simmons?
Would you rather, like, not make the playoffs? And they were a playoff team. How cool was it last year? Like, would you rather be bad and possibly lose Anthony Davis? He's just, like, pissed off.
Interesting.
In, like, a couple years? Or would you rather have Ben Simmons? Like, would you rather they get... Ben Simmons.
Is Ben Simmons worth the risk of possibly losing Anthony Davis down the road because you're shitty?
Imagine just like...
Is that kind of what you're asking? In a nod, would you rather structure?
How can we phrase this in would you rather? Because I think like that is an underrated like subplot right now.
I mean, if the Pelicans get Ben Simmons, that's a terrifying team. I don't give a shit who you start at the 1, 2,
like
or 3.
Maybe better than
that's
like when they had 2 of the 5 best players.
Yeah.
It's like what a lot of good teams that have like an injury prone season, and like the Spurs when a lot of their guys were injured and they got Duncan.
Yep.
And they're already like a playoff team.
Yep. That would be unreal. That would be...
Unreal. They would play well together, because...
Because Ben Simmons is just, like, the most team-friendly person on Earth.
Yeah, he's, like, a big point guard. And he sort of needs the ball in his hands, and Davis is pretty scary without the ball in his hands.
That would be a terrifying duo. And it's what's scary is that there is a real possibility that it happens. There's a 17% chance it happens, or whatever the odds are for third place.
So do you just totally tank, and maybe the better, like, tank this year, and maybe some guys are pit, you lose, like, Drew Holiday and Tyreek Evans.
If it gets you Ben Simmons, screw it.
Yeah, definitely.
As long as you keep Anthony Davis, like, just pair Ben Simmons with Anthony Davis and just fuck it. They're so big, they could play just 2 vs. 5 and probably still make it a game. Yeah. You just have one of them just trolling the perimeter and the other one just sits in the paint. And so it's like, what are you going to do? I'd watch that.
I don't even know what the Would You Rather is, but I think it's just like, it's something that needs to be addressed, because it's... We're a quarter of the way through the season, and that would be like, I can't even wrap my head around that.
You know what also needs to be addressed? Before we go into kudos and pudos, and maybe this can just play into my kudos, since we're already got a pretty solid episode going here. Isaiah Thomas is playing like a boss. He's averaging 21 points a game.
Mouse.
Seventh
in the league in points per 48 minutes.
I do believe I owe both of you, or at least maybe just Gibbons, beer.
Oh, yeah. What was our deal?
Because I had said that Isaiah Thomas would never start a game outside of injury. And now Marcus Smart is still injured, technically. But I have a very hard time seeing Brad Stevens benching Isaiah Thomas when Marcus Smart returns, especially since they'll probably want to ease Smart back in, since he's such a physical player and physicality is such a big part of his game. And the fact that Isaiah Thomas is on a goddamn roll. So, Gibbons, I will...
As is Avery Bradley.
When did Avery Bradley get a three-point shot, a consistent three-point shot?
I don't know, but I like it.
I love it. But yes, so I guess I wanted to just mention that in the podcast, and maybe if this kind of pace keeps up, we'll have an episode dedicated to debating whether or not Isaiah Thomas should be considered a superstar.
Listen to the six people in the league who have more points.
Yes, Gibbons, before you scoff at me for calling him a superstar, listen to who's above him in scoring.
Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, James Harden, Blake Griffin, and LeBron James, and then Isaiah Thomas.
What?
Go f*** yourself, Gibbons. Go f*** yourself.
On that's points per 48 minutes.
Yeah, he is 31 minutes a game, yeah.
He is flourishing. And maybe, and I don't know if this can be kept up for an entire year, what have you. But recognize, we're here to recognize you, Isaiah Thomas. You have been, and also, could we also talk about briefly, and then I'll let you guys talk because I'm just getting all excited about IT.
Put your pants back on, Pete.
his deflection of Rondo's lob pass when they play the Kings. And Rondo lobs the pass to DeMarcus Cousins, who's covered by 5'9" Isaiah Thomas, and Isaiah Thomas out muscles and jumps the DeMarcus Cousins for the basketball.
Oh, I didn't even see the Kings game.
It was the Celtics were just destroying. Kings didn't play defense. Kings suck.
Except
Rondo's been on a tear. That game though, watching that game, I'm now kind of okay if we don't ever get DeMarcus Cousins. He just was not – he was non-existent.
Checked out.
He just checked. He was just done. Anywho's, I will pass along because I'm the host and not the sole speaker of this podcast. I will pass around the floor. So, Will Gibbons, you have any kudos and pudos you want to say before we tie this one up with a nice little bow?
Yeah, I – Pluto's and Pudo's in this story. Actually, okay, Pudo, okay. So I was saying before, we're texting, I had one of the crazier fantasy football finishes I think I've ever had. It was last week of the regular season.
Unreal.
Down 41 points on Sunday night, and I was just refreshing my phone as I was going to sleep, and D'Angelo Williams and Antonio Brown got me 43. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm up by two. Next morning, they took away 2 points from Pat's D, and I was like, oh, I guess I forgot I had Darren McFadden in the flex. I need to get 1 point. 1 point, if I win, I'm in the playoffs. And first of all, the Antonio Brown punt return touchdown is what, like, put me in the lead. It was so epic. So I need 1 point for Darren McFadden, and we, like, joked. I was like, oh, like, hope he doesn't fumble a few times. First carry of the game, he fumbles. I was like, oh, I feel that I'm being, like, my life is the Truman Show right now. And then a couple of series later, he fumbles again and gets concussed and goes to the locker room a couple quarters. And I'm just, at this point, I'm like, he doesn't have enough, like, I'm done. He didn't have enough yards, and then he comes back in with 2 minutes to go and scores a touchdown. So I'm going to give kudos to you, Darren McFadden, for giving me a heart attack last night.
And kudos for the Cowboys line doctoring, as he was concussed and yet somehow made his way back into the game.
That and
Will had a heart attack, and McFadden's getting CTE.
A big day for Will Gibbons' fantasy team.
Yeah. But kudos to him. If you have Darren McFadden, everyone out there knows that he's an infuriating player to own, and that was the last straw for me.
He's so more hot and cold than Katy Perry.
I do know that she sings a song like that.
She does sing a song like that. Mr. Sanderson, Dr. Sanderson.
Oh, not
a to be doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah, kudos and pudos before we put this present that we just bowed under the Christmas tree.
I do, in fact. Wow. I have kudos to our man KG for turning it back last night. Banging all over Blake Griffin. That was fun.
Yep, anything is possible.
I have a literal kudos, which is to Chipotle for giving everybody I think it was the closest to Chipotle to our apartment people 80 cases of E. coli, many of which on the BC men's basketball team.
Yeah.
Have them spewing literal kudos and not playing against, UMass or something. So, kudos to you, Chipotle.
That's why you should all go and get your burritos from Trader Joe's.
Yes. Freeze the bacteria right out of them.
And right out of them. And as always, Trader Joe's, if you want to sponsor us, you may. Skype, we'll think about it. You did not perform at your best this episode.
I have to switch to FaceTime.
Maybe some of that Google Hangout. Yeah, we could try that next week next week, what is next week? Oh, no, next week we're still good. Then the week after that, it's going to be Christmas. But anywho's, as always, that's all we've got. It's been a while, and we're glad that you were able to join us, and we were able to bring this beautiful product to you again. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, at FTC Podcast, as we like to tweet, and we would love you to interact with us.
And by the way, Thompson has 29 points. It's not even halftime yet.
Klay Thompson has 29 points?
Yeah.
Good God.
He's been lined it up.
Good God.
He's 8 for 10 from 3.
Holy shit.
In the halftime.
Holy shit. Well.
Klay Thompson is going to go down as, like,
the best second fiddle of all time?
I don't know. Like, statistically, I was reading somewhere. He's like, he's going to be like a top 10 3-point shooter ever.
Jesus.
And like.
And never in his career, unless he changes team, never in his career be like the focal point of a team.
But that's great for everyone involved.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's insane.
18 minutes. He
That's unreal.
18 minutes.
That's f***ing unreal.
I also like Iguodala's plus 31 on the plus minus.
Holy shit.
Also, actually, I'm going to give kudos with a K to Paul George for being back in.
Amen.
Back at it. I think a healthy Paul George is good for the league, and he's been like.
He's also been lights out.
He's been, you know, first team All-NBA this year.
Yeah.
And gives the East more credibility and
just more fun.
More fun. I think it's sort of.
Gives someone to challenge LeBron.
Yeah, and also just like being a fan of an Eastern Conference team, it's like, you know, they're not that different after like the top couple teams. Like,
no.
Got there's a lot more parity
in the league. So make sure to go on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast and rate us. Give us a Klay Thompson rating of 8 out of 10. We'll even take that. We'll appreciate just anything you can throw our way, especially if it's in the bucket. Nailed it. Okay. As always, I am your host, Peter Rogers, on a couch of champions with Will Gibbons and soon-to-be Dr. John Sanderson.
I'm really milking it.
I really want to use this as a selling point for our podcast that we have a doctor on the show so that anytime there's medical things we need to discuss, we have someone. It's much like during the horrid Deflategate. Any show that had a scientist or a physicist on it was instantly more credible. So I'm trying to milk that up for when the concussion movie comes out and we start talking about concussions in the NFL. We have a doctor on our show.
Oh, one more thing. We're going to have to get Pinky Walter on here to explain this to us. But the Celtics are the sixth best team on the 530 ELO rankings in the whole NBA. So
on the what?
On the ELO ratings? We'll get Matt on the horn sometime and we can talk specialty ratings. I did get the Pinky Walter reference. Well done. Maybe next week we're going to try Google Hangout, since I don't think anyone at home will be able to understand a word John just said. As always, stay tuned, stay comfy and don't leave the couch. There we go.